Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Acts. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon them. Many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets.
In these last days, God has spoken to us.
In the most simplistic of terms, one might hear the word church and immediately think of a structure, a set of walls, doors, and windows, a place to be together, a place to worship God. But then I find myself thinking back to one of my favorite Sunday school songs. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we are the church together. The church is not a building. The church is not a steeple. The church is not a resting place. The church is a people. We are many kinds of people, many kinds of faces, all colors and all ages too, from all times and places. There are a few more verses to that, but we get the picture of it. The church is more than just a structure. The church is us. We are the church. As we reflect on the words or from the reading in Acts, we see this group praying, eating, participating in fellowship together, rejoicing, or in other words, being a church together. When trying to apply this picture to what church is in the 21st century, I think back to my own faith journey that led me to St. Andrew's. Growing up in Southeast Missouri, I knew church to be an important foundation for my family. My dad's side was Catholic, my mom's side was Lutheran. And even though I was baptized Catholic, I mainly attended and participated at St. John's Lutheran Church in Pocahontas, Missouri. I would attend church with my mom and Grandpa and Grandma Swan on Sunday mornings. There I would go to Sunday school with my grandpa and watch mom play organ on Sunday mornings. After church was finished, the whole family would get together to enjoy a special lunch for grandma. These and other foundations helped lead me to where I am today. Now, my career led me to Columbia, but my faith foundations led me to St. Andrew's Lutheran. As I was now, on my own as a young professional, I first started attending St. Andrew's in the summer of 2007. Now, obviously, it looks a little different. Our carpet was a different shade, and the chairs a slightly different color. And the space was not quite as big, but really, for the first time, I was entering a church space that I was very unfamiliar with, but somehow felt at home. From entering those doors, I could have never imagined that I would have the opportunity to work with our confirmants and experience Rainbow Children's, help lead a search committee for a new pastor, serve on church council, or even to now be council president. Each of our roles in the church might look different. Some are meant to serve, some are meant to lead, some are meant for fellowship, and some to pray. We all have gifts to provide in the church. And we might cycle through all these as we move through the different days and seasons of life, that each of us, our unique gifts, are the church. Our faith journeys, while all with their own little nuances and uniquenesses, are all tied together and include those that have gone before us. As Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses," referring to those that have lived and died in faith, who continue to inspire us in living lives of faith, hope, and love in Christ. Your faith journey is a part of mine, and mine is a part of yours. Our journeys unite us, allow us to be church for each other, church for St. Andrew's, church for Columbia, and church for all God's people. The church is more than a struggle. We are church. Thank you for being a part of my church and my faith.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.